This is St. Louis Public Radio. In January, the name of the airport founded a century ago by Albert Bond Lambert will be flipped and officially renamed St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Although Lambert's name will remain in the official title, top billing will now go to the airport's geographic location, St. Louis. Aviation historians tell St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard that they're glad Lambert will remain in the airport's name, but too few people today appreciate what he did for the city.
Welcome to Lambert St. Louis International Airport.
Every month, more than 1 million passengers come through the St. Louis airport named for Albert Bond Lambert. Most have no clue who Lambert was, and that includes people from St. Louis. Local aviation buffs like Mark Nankaville would like to change that.
Lambert deserves to be known for what he's done, even though today's generation doesn't necessarily even know who he is. A little bit of research, a little bit of history, you get a sense of if without him, we wouldn't have an airport there today.
Nankaville is a member of the Missouri Aviation Historical Society. His group's been promoting the history of this flying field that Lambert built nearly 100 years ago.
Albert Bond Lambert had the vision and he had the wherewithal financially and politically and business side to be able to drive the idea of an airport in the St. Louis region.
The city's aviation glory has always gone to Charles Lindbergh, who crossed the Atlantic Ocean in the spirit of St. Louis in 1927. But Lambert was the mover and shaker who knew how to get things done.
Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the up, up, they go down to the up, up.
It was the dawn of the aviation age. Daring pilots barnstormed across the country in rickety aeroplanes, wowing spectators with death-defying dives and loop-the-loops. Lambert was already an accomplished balloonist, and he saw a big future in these new flying machines. He flew with Orville Wright in 1910, and he became the city's first licensed airplane pilot in 1911. Author Daniel Rust, who's written a new history of the airport, says Lambert was determined to take St. Louis along for the ride.
Lambert was a big booster of aviation, always at the forefront that St. Louis should be a great aviation center.
Lambert knew how to run a successful business. His pharmaceutical company marketed a popular brand of mouthwash. You've probably heard of it.
Buy Listerine, try Listerine, bite off germs, gargle Listerine, buy Listerine.
He had lots of money, yes he did. Yeah, thanks to the Listerine, and we spent much of it on aviation.
So when Lambert decided that St. Louis needed an airport, he built one.
He went out in 1920, selected the property, built a hangar, graded it, opened it to the public, said, if you have an airplane you want to fly, come on over and use this facility. It was a huge deal. And Lambert, in 1923, when he got the air races to come to St. Louis, said, with the railroads, we're behind the game. Chicago beat us out. We really need to have a world-class airport here because this is the technology of the future.
In 1928, Lambert sold his airfield to the city at cost, and the airport was named in his honor. Since the 1970s, it's been called Lambert St. Louis International Airport. But in January, the airport will flip its official name around and put St. Louis first. Airport Director Rhonda Homnibrigi says the new name, St. Louis Lambert International Airport, will emphasize its geographic location, which will help in marketing. But it will continue to recognize Lambert.
I think it is important to not forget the history and who he was and his role in aviation as well as the airport. The name change was never about forgetting that or not being able to continue to have him recognize the airport. The name change was to unify this airport with the region and tie those two together.
3 years from now, Lambert's Airfield, that once hosted the pioneers of aviation, will celebrate its centennial. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.
Don't think of danger, they really don't care. Gibson would think he had made a mistake.